He is none other than Kenny Perry, my old friend. KP, great playing. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me on.
I'll tell you what, that is just dusting the field off there. You win by five. You didn't need to shoot 63 on Sunday. It just looked like you couldn't help yourself.
That hole was as big as a bucket on Sunday. That don't usually happen for me. You know how golf is. That doesn't usually happen very often.
You know, I was actually reminded of that stint a few years ago, and it wasn't all that long ago, where it back in, I guess it was 08, at the Memorial, where just everything was going in for you. And I thought, you know, he looks exactly like he did 5 years ago to me.
You were right. You know what? I've always been a very streaky player. And in 08, you know, I was trying to make that Ryder Cup team. And when I hit it off a tree in Atlanta and it goes in the lake in the playoff against Ruji Yamada, I lost. Paul Azinger, you know, came out the next day saying, you know, I need winners to make my Ryder Cup team. So it highly made me focus. And next thing you know, I win three times that summer. Got on a roll, very similar to this roll. And, you know, I won three times and the Ryder Cup was awesome. And then, you know, then this year, all of a sudden, it showed back up again. I played fantastic at Fox Chapel there up in Pittsburgh, a beautiful Seth Raynard golf course. And then to go to, you know, the Senior U.S. Open there in Omaha to, you know, that place was hilly. That place was hard to walk. Thank goodness my knee hung in there. But I told my caddy on Tuesday that this place is right up my alley. You know, power was definitely going to be a big advantage this week. And I led the field in driving distance, and you know what? It showed up. My putter showed up again, and shoot. Next thing you know, I'm on fire and rolling on the weekend. So it's been a magical 3 weeks.
No doubt. There's no doubt about that. Tell us about the golf club there in Omaha, Omaha Country Club, because I think that for most of us, we were seeing it for the first time on TV this weekend.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. Great facility, clubhouse, the driving range. And, you know, we were just playing in very hot on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. It was just blistering hot, and they had to just pour water out on the golf course to keep the ring. You know, normally you think of U.S. Open, U.S. and USGA events, you know, the greens are firm and fast. The rough was definitely up. The rough was in a situation, if you hit it in a rough, you couldn't advance it much. But the greens didn't have the fire in them that they normally have in a USGA event until Sunday. And, you know, Sunday when those greens got, you know, 12 or whatever and got blistering fast, and shoot, my putter really woke up on Sunday. And, you know, it reminded me a lot of Memorial. You know, Jack always has his greens 12 or whatever on stint meter. And I just seemed to putt fast greens really well. And, you know, it was a very hilly golf course. It was, I told them on the very beginning, it was the hardest walking course I've ever walked in my life. It kind of reminded me a lot of the International up in Denver.
Oh, goodness.
Except we didn't have any cart rides. We had to walk, you know, every green, every tee box was uphill. And, then you would have a lot of steep descents. And that's what hurt my knee more than anything. From the tee box, you'd walk way down into the valley and then you'd walk way up to the green. You had a lot of elevated tee shots. Very beautiful golf course, very scenic, but very difficult and very demanding to walk. And, you know, I think, you know, the guys that were in better shape that week, you know, I felt sorry for the club pros. I felt sorry for the guy who works behind the counter all week, and for, you know, that's what he does. And then all of a sudden he shows up there in a 90-something degree weather at a golf course. You got to walk, and I'm telling you, it was physically demanding that week.
That's saying a lot. And there were some of those guys who have real jobs or certainly club pros who qualified. And you know, heck, I'm not sure I could have made it around there. KP, that's two in a row for you now, on the senior set, the players, the U.S. Open. I guess it's a logical question. I'm sure you've answered it. Are you going over to the Senior British?
I am not going to the Senior British. I am, my daughter is getting married September the 28th, and on a week from Friday, which is the same Friday of the Open there, we'd be playing at Birkdale. We're having a big party for her and all the family. The wedding's in Dallas, and her fiance's family and all, they're all coming to Franklin, Kentucky that Friday. We're all having a big get-together and Saturday, an engagement party. And so this was already scheduled a long time ago. And, you know, I didn't think I'd go out there and get hot all of a sudden. You know, timing is everything, but it's going to be a great, great break for me because I played 8 out of the last 9 weeks. I've probably only been home 6 or 7 days in 9 weeks. And, you know, I'm physically exhausted. I've slept most of the day on the couch watching the Golf Channel today. I had to do an outing yesterday in Rockford, Illinois. The old Rockford Pro-Am has been around 35 years. It's something I've done for a long time. And I got home late last night, and I'm just exhausted. You know, I'm looking forward to these next 2 weeks off, so I'm going to really enjoy it.
Yeah, and you should, and you're where you're supposed to be next Friday.
Exactly.
You've gotten a hard time in the past about not going to the British Open. And I always love the way that you answered those questions. I don't think anybody can even question this decision.
Yeah, in the past, I just didn't go. There was no excuse for not going. I just didn't go. But this time, this is my baby girl. This is my youngest of my three. She's it'll be my last one to get married. And you know what? You only have one baby, and you got to spoil her. So we're going to have a good time next Friday.
No doubt. I'm curious watching you play. Are you playing as well as you've ever played?
Well, you know what? I would guess so. I would probably say yes. You know, I feel like I'm playing just as like I'm back in the mid-2000s again, you know, from 2003 to 2009. I still feel like the same guy who hit the same. My golf shots feel the same. I feel the same. I guess the question is yes. I don't know. I've done okay when I go out and compete on the regular tour. I know my son, he threw some stats at me last night. He said, did you know you're still 38th in length on the regular tour this year? I thought, well, that's pretty cool. I said, I'm not a short hitter, and I'm still hanging in there with him. He told me I was the number one proximity to the hole. So that was pretty cool stat. And, you know, it's pretty neat, though. I like going out there and playing the regular tour and aggravating the guys. And, you know, I always tease them. I said, you can't let this old man outdrive you. And, you know, I can't believe you got beat by this old guy. And you know, it's fun. At the Greenbrier, I got paired with BJ Singh the first two rounds. Oh, my goodness, do I love playing with that guy. He is so much fun to play with. And I was giving him such a hard way to go. I said, BJ, I said, you definitely don't want to come out here on the senior tour. And he's like, why? I said, you don't putt good enough. Oh, it was hilarious. He just grinned at me. He looked at me and says, you're not going to like me when I come out there. I said, well, you need to just bring it on. Let's see what you got.
Are you hitting it by VJ?
VJ and I hit it the same distance. Yeah, wow. I'd out-hit him, and he'd out-hit me, and it was pretty close. So we had a good... We had a lot of, you know, it was a challenge more than anything. And plus I played great. I shot 29 on the opening nine with him and, end up shooting. I was 5 under after two rounds. And then I shoot a beautiful 74 on Saturday to kind of fall back in the pack, way back in the pack. But it was a lot of fun. I had a great time hanging out with all the young guys.
Are you going to do any more of that? I mean,
I'm still fully exempt on the PGA Tour through 2014. And then I've got a top 25 and a top 50 all-time money I can use. So I've still got 3 more years of exemptions on the regular tour. So I'll basically probably do the same thing you've seen me the last couple of years. I'll just kind of pick and choose, you know, play the majors on the Champions Tour and then, you know, play some of my favorites, Memorial, Colonial, you know, on the regular tour. And, you know, I'm just kind of enjoying. I'm not trying to be, you know, win the FedEx Cup or anything. But now that I'm number one in the Charles Schwab Cup, I guess I'm going to kind of focus in more on that. I was at the end of this year going to play start the 2014 season on the PGA Tour. I was going to play all four of those events. But now, since where I am on the Charles Schwab Cup, I'm probably going to go. I'll go to SAS and to Rock Barn and to San Antonio and then play the Charles Schwab Cup finale. So, since all it's gone the way it's gone, I'm going to probably focus in more on the Champions Tour the rest of the year.
Yeah, what would that mean to you to win the year-long competition?
I mean, how many times can you win? Say you've won the cup. I mean, if it's the FedEx Cup or the Charles Schwab Cup or whatever. I mean, that's quite an honor and that's quite a statement. Here I am playing against all these Hall of Famers and all these world-class players and champions and. You know, the Champions Tour is a great tour. It really is. It's a, it's a tour I have fallen in love with and have truly gotten to know a lot of guys that I grew up watching and wanted to be like and wanted to beat. You know, it's pretty cool hanging out with Tom Watson and Hale Irwin. I really like hanging out with Hale Irwin. He's a hoot now. And, you know, these are guys in their heyday, you know, Hale Irwin spitting fire at you, you know, looking at you and scaring me to death. When I played with him in the playoff there at Memorial in 1991, I was just a kid. And, man, I was so intimidated by him. But he's just he's just fun to hang around now. He's hilarious. I laugh at him so much. He's a hoot. But there's so many stories and so many the camaraderie is just incredible out there, and we just have such a good time. You know, we want to beat each other to death, but then at the end of the day, we hug and shake each other's hands, and we just go out to eat and have a good time. So it's to me, it's been a great time. You know, separation from the PGA Tour to move on to this tour.
Wow, you've always been the guy that shook the guy's hand and you were encouraging. So it's nice that you're getting to enjoy some of that back, because I was fortunate enough to play quite a bit with you, and you know, you're one of the easiest guys to play with I ever played with.
Well, thank you, John. I try to be. I mean, I try to let everybody do their own deal, and I always try to be the fly on the wall, you know, stay out of everybody's way and be encouraging and I don't want to see anybody fail, because we all know, even you know, we all know who played the game, how hard it is and how hard it is to be successful and how easy it is to get in a bad way, to get in a funk or whatever, and you struggle mightily for weeks at a time, maybe months at a time, maybe years at a time, and it is so hard to watch. And you know how good the guy is, and if he's struggling, man, you just, like Michael Allen on Sunday, I really felt sorry for him there in Omaha, because he had a pinched nerve in his neck and he's fighting it out, and here I am making birdies all over the golf course, and you know, by the 16th hole he patted me on the back. He says, man, he says, I'm proud of you. And you know, that really meant a lot to me, because here he is, you know, he's trying to win the same thing I'm winning, but yet he's excited for me, but yet I was really disappointed for him, because you know, it wasn't going his way either. And that's just kind of the way the Champions Tour is. It's just a bunch of good old boys who want to win. You know, we all want to win, but we all want to have a good time. We always want to see our buddies have a good time too. So it's a great environment. You know, I highly recommend, you know, the public to come out and watch us, because it's a place where you can get close to us. You know, the galleries aren't so big, except at Omaha. Shoot, we were having 40,000 a day out there. It was incredible. I felt like I was at a tour event that week. The fan support was outstanding last week. It was amazing. So, but you know, it's just been a great, you know, for me to be out there 30 years and to be able to see the golf. You know, when I first started, you know, I'm out there with Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer and all these guys. I got to play with Trevino, you know, that was cool, the evolution of the game. And then I got to play with Tiger and Phil and all the, you know, the guys now the new guys. You know, I don't really know a Jordan Spieth very well, but I played with a Ben Coles yesterday in a little outing. He's a rookie out there. He's a hoot. Now, I really like that guy. He was funny. You know, so the evolution of my tour has been great, and to watch it grow from where it is when I started to where it is now, it's just truly been amazing.
When you finished your career as member of Ryder Cup and President's Cup teams, and incidentally, you never played on a losing team, and I think that says a lot about you, especially when you consider that KP, they're not winning without you, is my point.
Well, I was on one losing team. I was on the Hal Sutton team. We were up in
04.
Detroit.
04, you're right.
Yeah, 04. I'm sorry. I was on the worst losing team ever, I think. So, but other than that, all my teams, I played on with four Presidents and two Riders. I've had five wins and one loss, so that's a good record.
When you look at Tom Watson and the PGA of America picking Tom as the captain for next year, what was your reaction, and what are your expectations for it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Well, for one thing, I loved having Jack and Arnold as my captains. Freddie Couples was my captain. Freddie is more contemporary, more my age. But, you know, when you see these guys that are just, you know, who made the game what it is and who are the elite of the elite, you really want to play hard for these guys. I mean, I didn't want to let Jack Nicklaus down. I definitely didn't want to let Arnold Palmer down either. So to me, he'll definitely command the respect of his team. And you know what? He knows how to play links golf better than anybody. He'll be able to, you know, coach these guys up a little bit. And I know he'll free them up and to where they'll be able to go out and relax and be able to play golf and play like, you know, these guys can play. For whatever reason, I don't know what happens to us in Ryder Cups. You know, Paul brought the best out of our team there at Valhalla. We were loose. You know, you got Boo Weekly jumping on a driver, you know, like a horse going down the fairway. I mean, that was kind of the mentality of our team. We were loose and ready to go. So Tom will bring that to the table. I mean, he'll have no stone will be unturned, and, you know, the guys will be ready to play. I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to win over there on their turf. I really like our chances this year.
Really?
I really do.
It's next year. Obviously, we still have President's Cup this year.
Right.
President's
Cup this year, but next year, I really do. I think he's going to be a great captain. I think he's going to do a wonderful job for that team.
Well, Freddie Couples has been the President's Cup captain now and is undefeated. What does he bring different than maybe some other guys bring to the table?
Freddie's hilarious. I mean, he's as loose as you can get. I mean, do you get anything serious out of Freddie? I don't know. You might fall over. you have a lot of laughs. And I think that's kind of the theme here is that the guys play very loose for Freddie, and they have a great time. He makes sure that the people he brings in and surrounds him with, you know, relaxes the guys, and the guys are ready to go and ready to play and are very, you know, at the peak of their game. And, you know, he's done a great job coaching. I really love playing for him, and I didn't want to let him down. And he does a good job strategizing. You know, Freddie may be kind of low-key and set back, but, man, he's a competitor. He really wants to win. Inside, you can see it, and you can see him in the team rooms when he's talking. Oh, it's hilarious. I'm not going to say some of the things he says, but
I understand.
But he's, you know, that's for team room only. But you know, it motivates you, it fires you up, and you know, you want to play hard for a guy like that. And he's done a great job as captain.
Yeah, he really has, and he's been fantastic to not only the players who rave about him, but I can tell you from now that I'm on the media side of things, he's as good as gold there too. Before I let you go, in a couple of weeks, middle of August, you guys go back to Endicott, New York. You go back to the Woodlands in Houston every year. What's it like going back to those old venues now that they're Champions Tour venues?
They still kick my butt. The Woodlands, it's so funny. I played there 20-something, to PGA. I don't know. That place still wears me out. And I love these old – I still love going there. I mean, I love playing. Endicott is a classic old course. I actually played halfway decent there last year. It was probably the first time in a long time I'd played good there. So, but they do a great job of that tournament. That tournament has really got great galleries. The sponsorship is wonderful. And they do a good job just for, you know, preparing, you know, taking care of the players and giving us a great week. You know, on the Champions Tour, you know, it's not always about the golf. It's always about, you know, you have a great week while you're there and enjoy it. And because you can't play golf good every week. And, you know, that's a special week. I love going back to those old courses. Man, it brings back so many memories. It makes me feel like I'm young again. You know, I feel like I'm a kid and, you do a lot of thinking now as we get older. It's funny, you reminisce a lot, I guess you'd say, and you remember the shots you hit on certain holes and what you did there, and you try to forget some of the holes you played because they weren't very good. And so it's just great. It's fun. It's always fun to go back and see everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Kenny, you're playing like a kid now. I'm glad that those places make you feel like a kid. You're playing like a kid. We're going to miss you this the rest of the year on the PGA Tour, but keep doing what you're doing. When's your next start? Are you going to go to 3M in Minnesota?
3M, yeah. I'll go to Minnesota, yes. That's where I'll go back and start back up, fire the engines back up.
Well, enjoy the time off. You've certainly earned it, and congratulations on what's been already a fantastic year.
Thanks, John. It's always great to talk to you, buddy.
My pleasure. That's Kenny Perry, two-time major championship winner on the Champions Tour this year.